Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Now, a first preview? The new musical Death Becomes Her starts up on Broadway tonight, on the heels of a successful Chicago tryout production in the spring. Based on the 1992 cult classic movie of the same name, the show stars Megan Hilty, Jennifer Simard, Christopher Sieber, and Michelle Williams. It follows two frenemies who are ruthless in their quests to preserve their good looks and turn to a magical potion that promises eternal youth and life after death. The creative team is led by composers Julia Madison and Noelle Carey, with a book by Marco Panette and direction and choreography by Christopher Gattelli. Opening night is November 21st at the L'Enfantin Theater. In casting news, a familiar face is returning to the Cook County Jail. The long-running Chicago welcomes back Bianca Marroquin starting November 25th. By now, she has over 4,000 performances under her belt in the Broadway company as both Roxy Hart and Velma Kelly. This time around, she will succeed Alyssa Milano as Roxy Hart. Milano will depart the musical on November 10th. An interim replacement for the role from November 11th through the 24th will be announced soon. Chicago, the longest-running American musical in Broadway history, runs at the Ambassador Theater. The revival of Elf is opening its in-person box office this Saturday the 26th at 10 a.m. Eastern. A select number of $50 tickets will be available for purchase on a first-come, first-served basis. There might even be an appearance from Santa Claus himself. Elf rings in the holiday season at the Marquee Theater starting November 9th. Opening night is November 17th for a seasonal run through January 4th. And finally today, producer Jeffrey Seller is releasing a memoir next year. Entitled Theater Kid, it chronicles his life from an adopted child on the outskirts of Detroit trying to figure out his sexuality to the heart of Times Square, fronting many generational Broadway hits from the last 30 years. His credits include Rent, Avenue Q, In the Heights, and Hamilton, among others. And it was Seller who made commercial theater more accessible by pioneering the first-ever ticket lottery, a practice that is now widely used across New York City. He is the only producer to have mounted two Pulitzer Prize-winning musicals. Theater Kid is to be published by Simon & Schuster and is slated for release on May 6th. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.